North Slope government and history are now part of a high school graduation requirements for local schools. The curriculum change is mandatory for students beginning with freshmen who start high school in 2017. The Inupiaq Education Director for the North Slope Borough School District, Jana Harcherick, says the change has been years in the making.
And it goes back probably to the, well, to the formation of the North Slope Borough School District when founding Mayor Eben Hobson, in a speech, said that our schools will reflect the ideologies of the Inupiat, that our schools will reflect who we are as people.
Students will receive one credit towards social studies requirements by taking the North Slope government class and a North Slope history class. Harcherick says this class material will be integrated into what's already being taught instead of creating a separate class entirely.
So we've developed and implemented a series of what we call culture-based units. So as a district, we've been producing units for teachers to integrate into their teaching from kindergarten or K-3, K-4 all the way up through grade 12. So this would just become part of that work.
Harcherick does not believe the curriculum changes will increase costs for the school district. She says teaching students about their background and their Inupiaq history is beneficial beyond helping students get a job after they graduate.
They need to learn about how our people used Western tools through federal legislation and the formation, for example, of the North Slope Borough, our regional corporations, our village corporations, as tools to advance the Inupiaq agenda and to protect our subsistence lifeways, to protect the rights that we have as people to land, to education.
As a person who identifies as Inupiaq, Harcherick recognizes the significance of incorporating North Slope local government and history into an Inupiaq student's education.
It means that we're able to fulfill the wishes of our elders and our people who have been expressing this idea of being inclusive of who we are in the classrooms. It helps ground them in who they are from a historical perspective, because it is by knowing from where you came that you're able to maneuver more effectively in this day and age.
The next step for expanding education related to local Native history is to share the curriculum practices with people around the globe. Harcherick says by 2018, the North Slope Borough School District's goal is to help schools in Russia, Canada, and Greenland incorporate their own local history into government classes.